And a very good Thursday afternoon to you folks. Thank you for listening to the Adam Lepp Radio Extravaganza, also known as the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. We also call this show, well, mid-afternoon coffee break. How about that? We have a mid-morning coffee break, but that's on Monday. But this can be mid-afternoon coffee break. This is kind of a fun thing I just thought of. If you're watching me on the live Facebook video, you'll see me in front of this microphone with the yellow foam cover thingamajigger apparatus. And I guess I'm too tall to sit in this chair because my mouth isn't close enough to the mic without slouching. So what I did is I took a coffee mug that was sitting on the other table, and I put the microphone stand on top of it. So if I stand at my natural stature, I can go ahead and just talk like normal and all is well. Again, you can watch this show live on Facebook video if you're a Facebook friend of mine. That's good. Adam Lepp, or Adam the Computer Guy, is my Facebook identity. And you'll see where it says Adam Lepp is live now. Click the button and voila, there I am in all my splendor and glory. You can also, of course, listen the old-fashioned way on your radio. If you're within 10, 15 miles of downtown Marion, Ohio, just go to 107.1 megahertz and you can listen accordingly. And last but not least, if you are not within 10 or 15 miles of downtown Marion, that's okay. You can listen online on our website at wwgh1071.com or with the TuneIn app. That's an excellent way to listen. If you have a smartphone or not so smartphone, download the for free on your iPhone or Android, TuneIn, and then you can tune in by searching for WWGH. Have a possible guest in the studio who saw that I did slightly mangle my little setup that I made, but nothing broke, nothing fell on the floor, and nothing really suffered from said incident. This is kind of cool, though, that I've actually devised a makeshift microphone platform. Very nice day outside. It feels more like July than it does May. Of course, my birthday is coming up in about 12 days. You can send any and all presents, by the way, to the station. Our new address is 523 South Prospect Street. Just send it to me. I accept gift cards, cards for free gasoline at Speedway or BP or Moto Mart are always appreciated. Pizza. I am over 21. In fact, a lot, even more over 21, effective on June 1st than I am currently. So you can send beer, scotch, wine coolers, Diet Pepsi, coffee, or even a new car. All those things are acceptable as birthday presents. Send them to the station. Just deposit them on the beautiful new deck that we have in the front, and you will have my eternal gratitude for appreciating the fact that I'm not only getting a year older, I'm getting a year better. And as old as I'm going to be, I think I'm getting better and better by the second. Current time here at the studio, approximately 16 minutes after the hour of 2 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We are taking your telephone calls, and again, you might ask, why would you want to call the Adam the Computer Guy mid-afternoon coffee break radio extravaganza? Well, maybe to see if you can say all that in one breath like I can, but maybe you want to talk about politics. As you may have noticed, the masks are going the way of the hula hoop and the pet rock. And what I would say to that is, thank goodness, because as you probably know, I am not a mask person. I do respect all opinions. I'm just indicating what my perspective has been. And in going to restaurants and stores, people's homes, I've noticed every day less and less masking and more of what they call full facial nudity, which I'm pleased to hear about. And do you feel that like I do, that it's a positive thing? Honestly, I'm in a really good mood right now. You know, tax season has come and gone. Most people, that's not really a cause for celebration, except when it's over, which it is. They gave us an extra month, and we can now move forward. Doing taxes really isn't that big of a deal. You just get the feeling of accomplishment when it's done. And as a business person, that's kind of what my perspective has always been. Weather is nice. The studio is looking, well, splendid, with a capital S. That's about the best I can do, but it's actually a bit above that. As I said, my birthday is coming up, and all is well. WWGH, it's always a good day. In fact, if you listen to the Scott Spears radio program this morning, you heard two good guests with perspectives that we need to listen to, whether or not we actually agree with them. Tracy Kinsler from the Health Department, and then we had Judge Joe Brown with his well-known TV show discussing current events and other items with Scott Spears. Scott is on again every weekday morning between 8:15 a.m. and 10, talking with local celebrities, national, international, famous, important people, and most importantly, with you, taking your telephone calls at 740-383-WWGH to discuss the topics of your choice. I want to remind you that one great thing about the springtime in this great area is all the wildlife, the flora, and fauna. Kind of hard to say, but I had my mouth sufficiently exercised before attempting that discourse. Very good friend of the station, a personable guy who, as nice as he is even better with wildlife. The man is a walking encyclopedia of nature in this area. And that would be, of course, Mr. James Anderson. He joins Glenn Coble the last Thursday. I guess it would be the first Thursday before the next month, but it's the last Thursday of every month between approximately 10:15 a.m. and noon to talk about the wildlife in this area. And he does take your questions. Feel free to call and ask. Maybe you saw a critter in your yard that you weren't sure about. Maybe you'd like to talk about the famous cicadas. Maybe you saw a reptile you weren't sure of which species he or she belonged to. Maybe you are wondering about a plant or a tree in your yard, or maybe at your neighbor's. Call James. He will answer the questions to the best of his ability, and you will end up more knowledgeable and more appreciative of this great area that we call home. Again, this and every last Thursday of the month, Glenn is joined by James Anderson talking about wildlife and nature, 10:15 a.m. until noon. On this program, we can, of course, talk about nature. I don't claim to really know much about it, but I'm as curious as you are. Again, we can talk about politics, the unmasking of the Buckeye State. It's a big topic if you want my opinion. We have July 4th coming up. I'm a proud American and always proud that we celebrate another year of independence and of the existence of the greatest country in the world, as I see it. Memorial Day, you probably don't want to talk about my birthday, but you can. We have Flag Day, which is also Donald Trump's birthday. We can talk about, again, mayor, the governor, gubernatorial candidates. The next gubernatorial election in Ohio is already shaping up to be an exciting one. President Biden, do you like him? Do you not? Do you like the VP? President Harris, the first female VP ever in the United States. Do you miss Donald Trump? Do you miss Jimmy Carter? Do you like Abraham Lincoln? We are open to all those discussions. Last but not least, you can ask me a music trivia question. Sing me some bars of a song between 1973 and 1987. Ask me who plays this instrument in what band. Ask me about chart positions. I claim to be a walking encyclopedia of music from that generation. So see if I'm really the wise guy that I think I am. Ask me a question, try to stump the DJ, and see what happens. You can also ask a computer question. We do provide free technical support. Maybe your printer is not printing. Your monitor is only monitoring your headaches. Your server is not serving anything other than a pain in the you-know-where. And last but not least, you'd like to throw your Windows computer out the window. If that's the case, I have good news for you. You can call me at 740-383-9944 or just send a message on my live Facebook video, and I'll be happy to answer the question. You won't even have to slide your credit card on your phone because these answers are gratis. How about that? Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, thanking you for watching me on Facebook video and for listening. In the studio, we do have the gentleman that we call Zach of all trades. He is our weather man. We talked about weather safety and tornadoes the last time we were here. Let's see if I can figure out which microphone he's on, because sometimes it gets a little complicated. So he's going to install the headphones on his head. So let's see here, Zach. say a couple words and let's make sure I have the right microphone.
I think one of them's right. There we go. We're up.
Is that right? Number, say it again.
I'm here. I'm still here.
Number four.
We're number four.
As Casey Kasem would say, number four. But when it comes to weathermen, you're number one.
Well, I try to be.
Now,
try to make sure that I'm on top of things when it comes to the weather.
You saw the forecast, and I would say the weathermen have really done a good job. And, of course, you're one of them. But I watch the weathermen on TV. I look at the newspaper, and I listen to you. Pretty much predicting temperatures more like mid to late July, when the normal high is mid-80s, than this time of the year when it's low to mid-70s. And are you seeing this summer pattern, Zach, something that you like? Is it a little too early for summer? I mean, before June, do we like to see temperatures closer to 70 than closer to 90? What's your take on this preview of summer 2021?
So, I mean, we're talking... temperatures right now, this is the highest that we've been so far in 2021. Currently we're sitting about 85 degrees outside. We got about another degree to reach, but I mean, to think about it, our low tonight is only supposed to drop down 16 degrees. We're talking 70 degree nights now, especially in the coming days and coming weeks. But it's going to be a pretty good weekend to get out and do stuff. It's going to be a good weekend to get out in those flower beds and plant some flowers, whatever you plan on planting.
Would you do with the Fuller House? Oh, can you not hear the headphones?
I can't hear you. Adam, I lost you. Are you there?
I'm right here.
Nope, I don't have any volume for you.
On the headphones?
Yeah, I don't have any volume on the headphones for you.
Okay, but you can hear me just regular across the room, right?
Yeah, across the room I can hear you.
Yeah, we'll fix that. If we get a telephone call, we'll fix it. But, okay. You know, what radio show ever does not have a... Oh, that's the fault. I turned the volume down.
There we go.
And therefore you only heard me through your microphone.
Yeah.
See, that's okay. I think I got so excited by the summer weather, I forgot to turn a microphone slider up.
What was crazy is, because a lot of people know also that I run and manage NewsForce, and we had put something out yesterday that said, you know, if we're looking at June 2nd with most of our restrictions being lifted, what are you looking forward to the most this coming summer? And it just blew up the amount of response that we got. I mean, we're talking people, you know, people voicing their own opinions. Some people say that they want to still wear masks just to protect their kids or their, you know, elderly family members. But, you know, most people are saying, yeah, let's go ahead and get out and go to the swimming pool or get out and go to Cedar Point. Do what you got to do. So it's going to be an interesting summer, especially coming back from a summer last year where we really didn't have a whole lot to do, you know, getting out and doing things in the general public.
Yeah, for all intensive purposes, summer was canceled. And it's like people have had cabin fever. And again, we've had varying opinions. I mean, my opinion has adjusted, but it remains whatever you think is proper. And everybody's body is different. You know, I make no secret of it. I'm a non-masker. In fact, I'm one of the most anti-mask people you're likely to meet. I've become very active in the mask community. In fact, I would say the anti-mask community is one reason why these restrictions are changing and why you've seen the businesses slowly going back to the way things were before the early part of last year when it started. Have you seen differences when you've gone to businesses, Zach? Are you seeing less and less masks? Even from employees. I went to a restaurant today. The waitress did not have a mask on. Some of the customers did.
Right.
And again, maybe they were not aware. And again, it's their decision. I respect that decision completely.
Right.
It's not a case where I believe I'm right, you're wrong. What I believe is that we're Americans. As long as you make a responsible, intelligent decision, that is the right one. That's why, as we get close to July 4th, and let me know, Zach, if you agree. as we get close to July 4th. That's how this country was founded, separation of church and state. States' rights, but also national government. As long as it's legal and safe and responsible, people make their own decision. Now, some people might say it's not responsible to be a non-mask person. Well, I disagree with that, but that's okay because I respect that opinion. One thing that I think as you get older, you respect more and more is the freedom of speech, and we have that. Look at some other countries, they don't have it. Now, I know Facebook and other social media platforms will put you in Facebook jail for saying something which they don't agree with. But Facebook is a private company. Don't forget that, folks. It's not the government. Yeah. The United States government doesn't do that. Facebook, as a private entity, if they don't like what you post, if you post something in favor of a political candidate or an issue that they disagree with, that's their right to go. They can cut you off the whole platform. What they and Twitter did to Donald Trump is within their rights. I don't think it's correct. I don't think it's a good thing to do, but that's their business. The thing is, there really isn't any competition to Facebook. However, Facebook is a private company. I don't think our station has any competition. There's no other station that does the kind of things that we do. Well, that's fine because we got the people. You're only as good as the people that you have. So in the case of private entities, putting you in Facebook jail, not allowing you to make posts or comments for a certain period of time, that is within their right. But in the United States, as we celebrate another year of this great country, we realize how important free speech is. And we will be debating for a long time about, is there a duty to your fellow people with the masks and the shutdowns and the restrictions? You know, my opinion may not be consistent with other people's, but I do have some method to my logic. And I think if we respect each other's opinions, that's the best thing. Bottom line is, after all that spiel, if you are more comfortable restricting what you do, for your family, which includes wearing a mask, not getting as close to people, not going to somewhere like a bar or a buffet, that's great, and I'm 100% behind what you do. But that respect has to go both ways. And I think we have learned so much about humankind by going through this experience. I'm not sure that some aspects of life will really ever be as they were. We're going to look at things that happen in this world differently. And I like to think that any experience, even a bad one, is a learning experience, that you turn a bad experience, a bad event, into something that you learn from. After all that spiel, Zach, is that kind of consistent with how you're feeling, or have I overanalyzed, because I do that a lot, or anything you wanted to add?
No, so, of course, I do everything weather, okay? With the masks, it's basically the same thing as if you were to, right now our UV, those harmful rays coming from the sun is very high, okay? It's your decision if you want to put that sunscreen on.
And you're aware that I'm kind of like addicted to sunscreen.
Exactly. It's your decision if you want to put that sunscreen on, just like it's your decision if you want to put that mask on. No matter what, I'm going to support you.
So I'm a non-mask pro-sunscreen kind of a guy.
There we go.
Maybe we should have, it's like that personality scale, you know, where you talk about introvert versus extrovert. And so with me, okay, I am anti-mask, pro-sunscreen, anti-lockdown.
You're just a...
I mentioned that I was against wrinkles. I don't believe in wrinkles. That those are for clothing. Wrinkles are for unironed clothing.
There we go.
I just don't believe in aging.
There we go.
So my mom used to like go backwards in her age. She was 39, then she became 38 instead of 40. Maybe I should do that. I'll just pick an age, and it's like...
She found that fountain of youth, or... Well, I mean, maybe, I need that.
I think she kind of gave it to her son. I don't know, but, you know. Just age is such an interesting thing, because you look at how people act. And in many ways, my personality is the same that it was when I was 8 or 9 years old. And it's like you catch up to it. And then it's like, well, how does this person age in the face and in the body? And the person sound a little older? I know that I sound, I think, quite a bit older than I did when I was in my 20s. I've listened to my radio shows that I've taped back then. You can tell it's me, but I have an older sounding voice, and that's actually good. We have listeners of all ages, but people who listen to the station are a little bit older in general. So sounding more like one of their contemporaries is, I think, a good thing. And also in the studio, after that long little spiel, I see Zach has given me a better idea for a microphone platform, because he knows one thing about me that hasn't really changed is I'm a little bit clumsy. So I think he knows that eventually this microphone is going to topple somewhere, and so will that nice mug. But instead we have books like Jimmy Carter, see, sharing good times with President Jimmy Carter. I'm President Jimmy Carter, and I was president from Plains, Georgia. Now, I do some imitations, but Carter really isn't one of my best ones. My best is Dr. Ruth. And who else do I do? Oh, Julia Child. I call her Julia Adult. When I was growing up, my mom loved watching her, and I thought she was kind of goofy, but she was funny with the way that she talked and her big curly hair. She was quite a spectacle. Current time here at the station, 33 minutes after 2, having fun on the air on the Adam Lep mid-afternoon coffee break radio extravaganza. Also in the studio today, if I have the right microphone turned up, is Mr. Brandon Oak, another occasional co-host on this illustrious radio extravaganza. Brandon, are you there?
Oh, we're here.
Okay, talk again. Let me make sure I have the right microphone thing turned.
Let's see, are they very good? Yes.
Perfect. Right. You're number 3, and Zachary is number 4. Okie dokie. So, this weather, Brandon, you've lived in the Midwest your whole life. Well, you were in Arizona briefly. Mm-hmm. What was it like in Arizona? Is it like 125 degrees there in the middle of July? I know it's not as humid, but, I mean, 80 degrees in Arizona is considered to be winter. They're wearing their winter coats. At least in southern Arizona. I mean, northern Arizona, because of the hills.
You know, there's a bank clock that shows the time every so often. So if you don't double check, actually, the time and the weather actually matches up.
Yeah, so it's like
107.
If it's like 107, it's 107 mm-hmm. degrees. Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like it. It's a dry heat.
Wasn't there a song, My Sedona? Yes. My Sedona.
Yes. And My Bologna. But
My Bologna. Right, remember that. We both love Weird Al Yankovic. So 107 degrees there. That 107 is not a radio station like it is here. It's actually the time or it's a temperature. But here it would be a radio station.
But it didn't feel like 107 per se. But let's just say when I moved there, it actually snowed there before it snowed in Ohio.
Right.
So I was a little thrown off.
Right. It might be 25 in snow and then it's 125 the next day.
It's strange to see snowmen built along the side of roads with people who broke down.
Right. Now, did you see any of the rattlesnakes or the scorpions? I've heard stories that you like walk mm-hmm. down the road in Arizona and there's a rattlesnake just sitting there on the sidewalk, or there's a scorpion, you know, you're trying to sit there watching TV and the scorpion just decides that he or she wants to watch a different program. Is that really an old wives' tale, or are there really all those critters in Arizona?
It is true. I missed out on tarantula season, but the rest I've seen. So it was rather interesting.
So you did see some of those rattlesnakes?
I saw one and plenty of scorpions.
Okay. Now, the rattlesnakes, obviously, you want to respect them, and mm-hmm. that's something we talk about with James. We don't have those desert rattlesnakes. There are some rattlesnakes in Ohio, and the copperheads are the ones that kind of get the news, and the garter snakes, again, they're more afraid of you than you are of them. So we certainly have those kind of critters here, but not like you have in the desert Southwest. So when you saw the rattlesnake, were you kind of scared, or did you just leave Robert the rattlesnake alone, or what did you do to him?
Not that I'm an animal person per se, but I would say keep at least 6 feet away, which is ironic because their strike distance is a lot quicker than you might.
So you have to social distance a rattlesnake. Do they put the little social distancing circles for 6 feet, like the rattlesnake here and the person? They should do that, I think. That would be. Isn't that a good idea, Zach?
Well, and that's just like those little the stickers that you see in the stores that say
right.
"Stand here."
Yeah.
Is that the only place that a rattlesnake?
Yeah, would the rattlesnake? Do they know how to read? What would they do if they didn't?
At least they give you a warning.
Okay, and they don't wear a mask or anything to cover their tongue, right?
Well, if they did, that'd be amusing sight.
But so you did see a rattlesnake, but he or she didn't bother you. You pretty much kept your social distance. And what about your business?
Again, that's why they call it rattlesnake, because it gives a nice little warning. Like, okay, but you got to be careful because you don't always see them. They tend to blend in.
They camouflage. Mm-hmm. And they really aren't as, you think they'd be big. It's the pythons and the boas. Rattlesnakes aren't that big.
Well, they're about 6 feet total.
Yeah.
Some are. Some are usually.
But even the babies can bite. I mean, and I've seen that on the TV shows where the person has an encounter with this rattlesnake. It's like 2 feet long. It's like this little snake causes tremendous pain. Well, yeah. And just like with spiders, the spiders are small.
It would seem that they're.
And tarantulas, they're commonly kept as pets. I think that some of them are poisonous, but not to the extent of a poisonous snake or a black widow or the brown recluse spider.
Well, to differentiate between poison and venom, poison is where you can absorb it through your skin, and venom is injected for the listeners out there. So there's a difference.
So, and not to interrupt you there, Adam.
No, I was done. It's okay.
So I've got a question for you going back to your weather statement, because I'm always fascinated to learn new things. You said that where the bank clock's going to tell you that it's 107 outside, but it doesn't feel like that because of it being a dry heat. Does it feel cooler to you, or does it feel hotter to you because of it being a dry heat?
Well, if you take away, say, humidity here, it's, you know, if it's 90 degrees outside in the Midwest, you're going to feel it. There, it's
more like a good 80 degree someday, basically.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to make a trip to Arizona soon.
Yeah, and of course, as you go north, even Flagstaff, which isn't that far, it's mountainous. Flagstaff is like 8,000 feet above sea level.
Mm-hmm.
And you do get the hot weather, but they get the snow. And you might see snow on the mountain, and you go down, and it's 75 degrees. The weather can really vary.
And Sedona had snow before Ohio did in December, so I was like, okay.
Right.
Right, and we talk about the weather here being a variety, but you see that also in...
So it's not just Ohio weather. It's, this is Arizona weather, too. And
they weren't ready for it. They're not used to snow.
Yeah, it can be very different. And that's
if you don't like it, blink and it'll change.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, part of the deal. So, current time in the studio, 39 minutes after 2 at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Taking your telephone calls, feel free to give us a ring. Don't be shy. We don't bite, at least not too hard, not like the visitors there in Arizona. 740-383-9944. My name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy. We get together on Monday morning between approximately 10:15 a.m. and 11 for the mid-morning coffee break radio program, and Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 2:14 a.m. and 3 for the Adam the Computer Guy radio extravaganza on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Zach, you run News Force 24/7. You've been around weather and news your entire adult life.
Yep.
You've got I know you put this on Facebook, so you've got some exciting things coming down the pike for News Force 24/7. You know, curiosity killed the cat. Could you maybe give us a little bit of a preview as to what you are... What's up your sleeve for these exciting changes at News Force?
Something to do with the summer.
With the summer?
That's okay. All I can tell you. But okay. I've got some news for you.
You got news for me.
So earlier today, or maybe it was even last week. No, it was today. Microsoft did something. Have you seen the news?
I saw a couple things, and I was looking at some news stories and technology earlier.
They're wanting to bid farewell to Internet Explorer.
Well, they already have. Internet Explorer has been deprecated for years. It's replaced by Edge. I mean, you can still use it, but it's an expired piece of software.
They're wanting to get rid of it completely. No more Internet Explorer. Sorry, guys.
Well, let's explore that.
Let's explore it.
But Edge is the new browser.
Yes. The future of Internet Explorer on Windows 10 is in Microsoft Edge. All that fun stuff. But I found it intriguing that the programs that we used when we were younger are now going bye-bye. And here we are, 10, 15, 20 years later. We're like, wait a minute. That program's going away, and now I only have to use Google Chrome or what's the other ones? Edge,
Firefox. So there's a Safari for Windows. It's mainly a Mac program, but there's a Windows version. There's Opera is a lesser known browser. It's used more in Europe.
Oh, is
it? Or you can just write your own program. As I say, I'm not smart enough to write my own browsers or other software, but I troubleshoot what's out there, and that's part of what we do as a computer tech.
Yeah.
Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, discussing life, computers, masks, summer, rattlesnakes with Brandon Oak and Zachary Fuller. We just call him Zach, or Zach of all trades. That could be his name at the station.
There we go.
17 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Want to let you know that on Wednesday, Nathan Redmond, and we just call him Nate, he broadcasts the Nate Redmond radio program between approximately 4:14 p.m. and 5. He gives away prizes to local restaurants and other businesses, discusses interesting facts, odd trivia, and other topics that are sure to tickle your funny bone, brain cells, and other relevant body parts. Don't want to miss it. The Nate Redmond radio program between approximately 4:14 p.m. and 5 every Wednesday on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. We are now the only station in Marion airing a complete obituary report every day at approximately 8:10 a.m., 10:10 a.m., 4:10 p.m., and 12:10 p.m. Exclusive programming for you on The Talking Place. Last but not least, if you have plans for this or any other Friday evening, cancel them, because you will instead be entertained and educated by the lovely Angie Evers, the daughter of our sadly departed radio legend, Charlie Evers, and the not-so-lovely interviewer to the stars, Scott Spears, between approximately 8:15 p.m. and 10, this and every Friday evening, with the program that we call Friday Night Live, because it's live on Friday night. Sometimes I and other people, important and otherwise, join these two personalities to add more spice to an already outstanding radio experience. If you ever miss a program on this station, it's okay, we won't spank you. Just go to our website, WWGH. I know, Brandon, some people like to be spanked. But, you know, if you miss a radio program here, it's okay. Because, really, there are other things to do besides listen to the radio, even though I hope to think that listening to the station is very high in the priority list, right after taking a shower and having breakfast and kissing your husband or wife goodnight. I would think this is one of the best things to do, most important. But if you do miss a program, it's okay. You can go to our website, which is curated, program maintained, and otherwise taken care of by yours truly, at WWGH1071.com, and click on the show archives, or in the case of my programs or Scott's, that section, and you can listen to the program of your choice. I like to do that while I'm at the gym. I like to listen to myself on the radio. I really have no idea why. Because, you know, sometimes no clue. Scott talks to these celebrities, and he asks them, do you ever watch your program? And most of them say, no, I really don't want to watch myself on TV. But me, I'm kind of the opposite. I like to listen to myself on radio, and I really have no idea why. But
no clue.
That's just how I am. I guess I'm a little odd in that regard.
I've met stranger people.
You've met stranger people, Brandon. That's good. Did you want to share an experience with respect to that? Anybody that might be someone that would intrigue our listening audience?
Things just got very quiet.
Yes, indeed it did.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
That's all right.
So we can readdress that, Brandon.
Yes, please.
We'll readdress that later. Mm-hmm. So more good news for today. Something that came out. I want to get your guys' take on all the streaming services that are becoming available. You've got Netflix. You've got Discovery Plus. You've got Paramount Plus.
Disney has one now.
Disney
right?
Plus.
Hulu.
You know,
Pluto TV is one of my favorites. They have the Love Boat 24 hours a day, and Three's Company.
Love Boat.
Three's Company. One of the best acting ever.
Right.
And we do remind you that Mr. Furley's daughter sat right here, not in this location, but at our previous studio on the air with us, including myself, for a couple hours. So
Don Knotts' daughter. Yeah,
Don Knotts' daughter, yes, the lovely Karen Knotts. She was in town. She was here for a couple hours. We got photos. So we even have a connection to Three's Company. But that's how we roll here at the Talking Place. And the Love Boat, is fascinating, guys, because almost every episode is a person that Scott has had on with him. Right. One episode that they show a lot has, in fact, Pat Carroll. And like most of the shows that Pat Carroll acts on, she's a sweetheart in person. But she's a total opposite on the air. She just likes, and she said she likes to play these evil, unlikable people.
Yep. She's so wonderful at it, though. So
wonderful. Whereas, like Ed Asner, who's on with Scott a lot, he's not really grumpy in person, but he's somewhat similar in that you can tell he has a heart of gold, and that's how he was on Mary Tyler Moore. He had that gruff exterior, but, I mean, he was a pussycat underneath, and that's why the character development was so good. And, of course, Pat Carroll was known as one of the most unliked guest actresses on Mary Tyler Moore, where she played that grumpy hospital patient. So she actually, as she has talked about with Scott, gotten hate mail because of the way that she treated Mary on that particular episode.
Right.
So that's how much Mary Tyler Moore and her co-workers and co-stars were loved, and just the kind of impression that an actress as talented as Pat Carroll is, you think that that's actually the way that she is, and it really, really wasn't. So,
right. So one of the big top stories today that came out was that Disney has announced that Hocus Pocus 2 will be coming out in October of 2022. So that's the only reason I wanted to kind of segue into that. When it comes to, you know, we were just talking about the Love Boat and the Mary Tyler Moore Show. What, and you were talking Pluto TV is your
right.
go-to.
And I have a Amazon Fire Stick, which was like the best $39 investment I've ever made.
Right.
And Pluto TV is just amazing. And now I have Amazon Prime, at least. I usually keep it for a month so I can use it, then I cancel it. And I was watching the match game from 73 for like 5 hours yesterday. And that also features people that Scott has had on the air. And it's kind of a shame. They had six people, plus Gene Raybert and Johnny Olsen, plus, of course, including Betty White.
And Richard
She's
Dawson.
Alive at 99 years old, but the others were all deceased.
Right.
Jack Klugman, his ex-wife, Brett Summers.
Charles
Nelson Reilly. Johnny Olsen. Gene Raybert, the host. Richard Dawson.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's just kind of a sad that these people have passed away, and they were such talented people. And that when we and many times there are people that have been on with Scott, because he is, of course, the interviewer to the stars. Bob Barker was on, and Bob Barker is alive. Bob Barker's been on with Scott twice. So he was on, and he's kind of cool to have on a game show because he's a game show host himself. It's like, which one of them is the game show host, and which one of them is the celebrity?
You know what I think about all that? I find it very interesting.
I would say that.
Hmm?
Somebody's trying not to laugh here. Yeah, we have a lot of inside jokes at the station. That's kind of part
of
the fun.
You know, it just keeps going.
But yeah, the Pluto TV, Zach, that's one of my favorites.
Okay, so
and they have many. They have a channel called Nosy, which is it's like Court TV type shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've got the new detectives, the forensic investigations,
mm-hmm.
all these great movies. They have music channels. It's just wonderful. All you got to do is buy this $39 gadget, put it in the back of your TV, and you have this wonderful channel, which is better than a lot of cable channels. And if you have Amazon Prime, you have Match Game and some other shows that you can watch. But again, Three's Company, 24/7. The problem with The Love Boat is they play about the same 15 episodes, but maybe they'll change the episodes. But even to watch them again,
now that it's been brought up on the air, we can get a hold of Pluto TV and say, hey,
not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor
yet.
But we could tell them, hey, you need to update these episodes so Adam can continue watching
this
series.
No different than Gilligan's Island back in the day, for God's sake.
Right.
Yeah, and this the game shows where they had the celebrities on the panel, the What's My Line, the truth.
My favorite.
And they were always, some of them seemed a little bit nervous. I noticed on the match game they had Michael Learned, and she was very mellow. And, okay, you know, she's a mom on the Waltons, and kind of her nature, she just was hanging out and didn't seem quite as excited, but she certainly played along. Although, honestly, she really wasn't that good of a player.
You mentioned What's My Line. It's become a personal favorite just with Match Game.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, good. And not sure if you saw when Pat Carroll was on. Mm-hmm. She was just beautiful. She was in her 20s and 30s, and she was stunning.
And what was the host's name back then? John?
It'll come to me.
Right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he has a middle name also. And Betty White, too. She was like 35, 40 years old.
And Groucho Marx was on that.
Yeah, it just these old game shows, they have this aura about them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I'll go so far as to say Drew Carey is a terrible host for The Price. I'm not sure why they picked him. He is horrible.
He's better off in Whose Line in improv comedy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that I could do any better, but after Bob Barker...
It's just not the same.
After Dennis James, who hosted The Price is Right, I think the evening version, I mean, nobody can hold a candle to these guys, but Drew Carey, I'm sorry.
It's just not the same.
It's a shame because I think that he's talented, certainly, and he's an Ohioan. It just lessens our opinion of him and how we interpret these people's talents that sometimes are put into roles that they're not good for. That's like with Pat Carroll. You would think such a nice person would be funny and play a grandmotherly kind of a character like she is in real life. But instead, she plays these evil people.
Especially for the kids out there who are my age, as you say, but Ursula.
That's part of her image. Mm-hmm. And maybe just playing someone who's very different from how you are in real life is part of the aura.
It's the best part.
Yeah, you know, people realize Archie Bunker and Carol O'Connor were very different people politically. In real life, Carol O'Connor was politically to the left of his son Meathead, very, very liberal.
And Archie was.
And you know, there are some. It's interesting, Brandon, because there are some similarities. He's been on the Dick Cavett show. Mm-hmm. Dick Cavett, of course, personal friend of Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars.
Very favorite of mine.
And in person, he also smokes. Mm-hmm. He was actually smoking a pipe. Mm-hmm. So he smokes cigars or pipes and whatever else in real life. He has the same mannerism. Sometimes the mannerisms are totally different. John Ritter also like that. Although he plays these characters and so well. The mannerisms, so just the inflection in his voice, the way he moves around, that's kind of similar. The voice is a little different. Carol O'Connor's voice doesn't have that accent and that inflection that you hear on Archie Bunker. And his voice on In the Heat of the Night was different. Mm-hmm. It was kind of sounded fake to me, like a fake Southern accent, but that's how he presented himself. In real life, he does sound different. But the mannerisms, even the silly things like he also smokes in real life, those are things that you kind of notice. And you see how the people use some of their own natural mannerisms to influence a character, but also the character's personality and the politics are totally different.
And that's what makes them so believable, so to speak.
So when you watch on these retro game show channels, Brandon, you said What's My Line you become a big fan of. We've talked about Betty White, seeing Pat Carroll, John Charles Daly, that's the host name. I'm thinking, no Google, I'm just going out off my brain. Right. That's his name.
One of my favorites.
Is there a particular... You know, Groucho Marx, how many people under 60 or 70 have ever seen him on a TV program? And he was an amazing talent.
And he was in his 70s then.
Yeah, is there a particular person, you know, you just saw this person on What's My Line and said, this is just too cool. Someone I read about that I'm actually seeing on a game show from 1960.
Well, this is a reference, Victor Borge.
He's
on, not the best panelist, but nonetheless hilarious. And I, you know, delved into him. And Colonel Sanders and the voice of Donald Duck was on What's My Line. So, you know, it's just...
Hey, Donald Duck? Okay. I mean, quack,
and,
quack.
But then no one knew who Colonel Sanders was even then, and they didn't know who Donald Duck's voice was. So it was rather interesting.
You know, what was kind of interesting, too, is I was watching a Match Game yesterday, and you see how times have changed. From 1973... The question to Match was Prince blank. Now, what will we think of in 2021? Well, there's Prince, a musician. He passed away at a very young age, but that was although his real name was Prince Rogers Nelson, I'm sure you know that. You just don't really give him a last name. He's kind of like Madonna. So you would think Prince, but instead, which Prince has come to mind? Prince Philip just passed away. I would say Prince Charles would be the most obvious.
I was thinking Albert or Innocane.
Yeah, somebody said Albert. And then one of the celebrities suggested, he said Charlie. And then, of course, at that time, Prince Charles was probably about 20. 20 or so. And so Gene Rayburn said that's the heir to the throne, Prince Charles. Of course, little did he know, 48 years later, he's still the heir to the throne because Queen Elizabeth is still living. Somebody did say Prince Philip, who, interestingly, just passed away. So you see the change in the times. Obviously not Prince William or Harry, even though they would probably be up there today, especially Prince Harry being in the news. But they, of course, were not born yet. So you see there's a difference in times as to how the answers might change. And it's just kind of fascinating. I thought, too, this was kind of like as we close out the show, a 3 degrees of separation. That was a show, I believe, where Michael Learned and John Boy, Richard Thomas, were both on the panel. So they, mother and son on the show. One of the questions was Jack Blank. And I was thinking, okay, Jack Tripper from Three's Company.
Nicholson.
Right.
Frost.
Jack Frost, I think, was number one. But Three's Company was not on the air yet. However, John Ritter's, one of his first biggest roles was the Reverend Matthew Fordwick, I think was his name, on the Waltons. So I think in 1973, John Ritter may have been almost on the show as that young minister showing his incredible acting talent before Jack Tripper existed. The show started 3 or 4 years later. But the fact that two of the Waltons were there with, little did they know, or maybe they did know, being in the business, a budding acting genius as one of their co-stars, he would later become this very lovable character, Jack Tripper, that we still to this day like to watch. So I kind of thought of that as like a 3 degrees of separation. And you see that sometimes on the older game shows.
Yep.
So,
all right. You ready for your game real quick?
Very quickly. Yeah, we have 20 seconds.
20 seconds. I never break my promise or forget my vow. Where did that lyric come from?
It's on the tip of my tongue. To praying for the edge of time so I can spend my life with you. Meatloaf. Jim Steinman just passed away, the guy behind Meatloaf, the producer.
That would
Paradise
be
by the Dashboard Lights.
There we go.
I said, I am the guru of 73 to 87 music.
20-minute song.
You got to wake up very early in the morning to fool Adam, the computer guy, host of mid-morning and mid-afternoon coffee break. Even you were impressed, weren't you, Zach?
I was.
Even that Jim Steinman